I'd like to give a warm welcome, particularly those who are freshmen here today.
在这里首先要欢迎那些新来到我们新来到这个大学城的一年级的学生。
God has great plans for you here in Ithaca.
我们知道神在你身上有美好的计划。
And I'm excited to see what God's going to do in your lives.
我非常期盼看到神要在你身上做什么样奇妙的工作。
One of the things about college freshmen is that it seems like they stay the same age every year, but I keep growing a little bit closer to age 50.
非常有意思的是，这些一年级的学生，他们都是始终保持在一个年纪，但是我越来越离五十岁越来越近了。
So the question I have to ask myself is, am I getting old?
所以我在想，我是不是越来越变老了？
So I decided to go to the internet to find the answer.
所以我就想在用网上搜寻。
And I discovered that there are 8 top ways to.
我发现呢有八个最重要的方法呢来判断你是不是在变老。
So number 8 is how you can know you're getting old is you know you're getting old when you quit trying to hold your stomach in no matter who walks into the room.
所以你知道你变老了，如果无论什么样的人走进屋子，你都不再试着把自己的腹部收起来。
Number 7, you know you're getting old.When you no longer consider staying under the speed limit a challenge.
你知道你变老了，因为你不再考虑要面对有时间性的挑战。
Number 6, you know you're getting old when a 30-year mortgage sounds like a pretty clever scam.
如果你知道30年的房贷呢是一个非常聪明的圈套的话，你就知道你已经变老了。
Number 5, you know you're getting old when you can't get a...to work here. No, you're getting old when your secrets are safe with your friends because they can't remember them either.
如果你不担心你的朋友给你泄露你的秘密的话呢，因为他们也记不起你的秘密是什么了，那你就变老了。
Number 4, you know you're getting old when you keep repeating yourself.
如果你老在重复你说的，那你就变老了。
Number 3, you know you're getting old when you keep repeating yourself.
你还老在重复你自己，那你就已经变老了。
Number 2, you know you're getting old when your arms are almost too short to read the newspaper.
你知道你读报纸的时候，你发现你的胳膊变短了，那就是你已经老了。
And number 1, you know you're getting old when you still actually read a newspaper.
如果你还读报纸的话呢，那你肯定已经变老了。
Well, there's another place to find out whether you're getting old.
我们知道在别的地方呢，我们也可以发现变老的一些标准。
And it's in the Bible.
在圣经里面。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 3 to 5, Solomon tells his top 8 ways to know you're getting old.
在传道书所罗门王呢他也谈到他的八个非常重要的标准来判断是不是人变老了。
But King Solomon tells us this in a more poetic way than a humorous way.
我们知道所罗门王呢他用一种非常诗意的办法而不是用幽默的办法来表达他的这八个方法。
So let's take a look at Ecclesiastes 12 verses 3 to 5 to find the top 8 ways to know you're getting old.
所以我们来看看传道书12章3到5节是怎么样讲人是不是变老了。
Number 8, you know you're getting old when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop.
在这里说如果你看门人的看守房屋的发颤有力的屈身的时候你已经变老了。
This is referring to our bones' natural tendency to decay.
这里是指我们的骨骼会越来越变得衰弱。
Number 7, you know you're getting old when the grinders cease because they are few.
当推磨的稀少就止息的时候你知道你已经变老了。
This is referring to our teeth, natural tendency to fall out.
这里是指我们的牙齿将来老的时候会掉下来。
Number 6, you know you're getting old when those looking through the window grow dim.
当从窗户外望看的时候都昏暗，你就已经变老了。
This is referring to our eyes' natural tendency to grow dim.
这也是指我们的视力也慢慢会下降。
Number five, you know you're getting old when the doors to the streets are closed and the sounds of grinding fades.
当你认为街门关闭，推磨的响声微小的时候，你就变老了。
This is referring to our ears' natural tendency to grow deaf.
这也是指我们的听力呢也慢慢会下降。
Number three, you know you're getting old when man rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint.
当翠鸟一叫，人就起来，歌唱的也都衰弱，那你知道你就变老了。
This is referring to when we grow old, our natural tendency not to be able to sleep in as long as we used to.
这是因为我们老的时候呢，就不可能再有可能可以睡懒觉。
Number two, you know you're growing old when men are afraid of heights and dangers in the streets.
当人怕高处，街上有惊惶的时候，你已经变老了。
This is referring to our natural tendency to grow more fearful when, as we grow older.
当我们老的时候，我们就会很经常会觉得害怕。
And number two, you know you're growing old when the almond tree blossoms.
当杏树开花的时候，你就变老了。
This is referring to our hair's natural tendency to grow gray when we grow old.
这是指我们老的时候头发就会变白。
And then finally, number one, you know you're getting old when the grasshopper drags himself along and desire no longer is stirred.
当蚱蜢成为重担，人所愿的也都废掉的时候，你就变老了。
This is referring to our tendency to lose interest in sexual intimacy as we grow older.
当我们变老的时候，我们就对性爱不感兴趣。
Now I'd like to give you one more way that you can know that you're getting old.
我想向你们说一下我所判断变老的方法。
You know you're getting old if your heart is still beating.
如果你的心还在跳的话，那你就在变老。
Because if your heart is beating, it means that every beat means that you're not just getting closer to death, but you're getting closer to being elderly.
如果你的心每次在跳的话，你知道你不仅越来越接近死亡，而且你也真是越来越接近老人的状态。
Think about that for a moment.
我们可以考虑一下。
Someday, unless Christ returns before that, or unless you die a premature death, someday you are going to be an elderly person whose body is breaking down.
总有一天呢，你就会变成一个身体垂危的老人，除非耶稣提前来到，或者说你英年早逝。
George Bernard Shaw said, Youth is such a wonderful thing, it is a shame to waste it on young people.
George Shaw 曾经说过，年轻是这么的美好，如果你浪费的话，是非常愚蠢的。
In other words, when we're young, most of us fail to really appreciate how wonderful it is to be young.
或者说呢，其实我们在年轻的时候呢，就不能很好的珍惜我们所拥有的青春。
And most of us fail to take advantage of all the opportunities that we would have as a young person.
我们没有很好的利用我们作为年轻人的我们的优势和资本。
I personally know that if I could go back and be 20 again, that I would do things a lot differently.
所以我知道，如果我自己能够重新再回到二十多岁的话，那我做很多事情的方法就不一样了。
But the thing is that once you grow old, you can never go back and be young again.
但是事实就是说，如果你已经老的话，不可能再重新变回年轻。
Can't go back in time and change things.
你不可能再回到过去来改变事情。
Instead, if we are going to keep from wasting our youth, we need to do it right the first time.
如果我们想不浪费我们的青春的话呢，我们就要首先要做对的事情，正确的事情。
So how can we keep from wasting our youth?
所以我们怎么样才能不浪费我们的青春呢？
How can we take full advantage of the privileges that we have while we are still young?
当我们还很年轻的时候，我们怎么样好好的利用我们的资本和我们的优势，年作为年轻人的优势呢？
How can the incoming freshmen make the most of their time while they're in college?
当一年级的大学生怎么样很好的来支配他们的时间呢？
We can find the answer to these questions in Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9 to chapter 12 verse 1.
对这些问题呢，我们可以在传道书十一章九节到十二章一节来找到。
When Solomon wrote this, he was an old man.
当所罗门他写这段经文的时候，他已经是个老人了。
And his message to teenagers and young adults is basically this: Don't waste your youth.
他这里对青少年人和年轻人所要传达的信息就是不要浪费你的青春。
And he gives us five different pieces of advice in order to keep us from wasting our youth.
他给我们有五项忠告来防止我们不要浪费我们的青春。
And if your body has not yet gotten into the condition of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, then this passage is referring to you.
如果你的身体状态还不像我们刚才看到的在传道书十二章三到五节那种状态的话呢，那这些忠告对你也是非常有用的。
So even though those of us who are middle age can learn something from this passage.
甚至我们已经到了中年的人呢，这也对我们有很好的警告。
So let's take a close look at this passage and ask ourselves, am I wasting my youth?
所以我们来详细的看一下这段经文，也让我们思考我们是不是在浪费我们的青春呢？
And if so, what should I change in order to take full advantage of these years of my youth?
如果真是这样的话，那我们怎么样来改变呢？让我们可以好好的利用我们的青春呢？
First piece of advice that King Solomon gives to us can be found in the first part of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9.
在第一个忠告，所罗门给我们青年人的忠告是这样子，在传道书十一章九节可以找到。
Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth.
少年人呐，你在幼年时当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅。
The first thing that we should do in order to avoid wasting our youth is to pursue happiness.
所以呢，我们如果不要浪费我们青春，第一件要做的事情呢，就是要追求快乐。
King Solomon is saying, be happy.
所罗门王说你们应该快乐
Have fun
要寻找乐趣
Have a good hearty laugh because you enjoy life so much
你开怀大笑吧因为你非常享受你的生活
There are two things that stick out to me about this command
有两件事情呢让我非常引起我的注意
First, it is a command
第一呢就是这是一个命令
In other wordsIf you are not finding joy in your life, then you are sinning against God.
或者说，如果你在生活中没有乐趣，找不到乐趣的话呢，那你就是在犯罪。
Now, why is it a sin not to enjoy life?
为什么说你不享受你的生活，在生活中没有找不到乐趣是一种犯罪呢？
Shows a lack of appreciation for the gift of youth that God has given you.
因为呢，你不感激神给你这样一个青春的这样一个礼物。
Gift of, I mean, the act of enjoyment can actually be an act of worship to God because it shows that you are grateful for all that He's done for you.
在生活中，你充满喜乐呢，也是对神敬拜的一种方式。因为呢，你表达你感谢神给你这样美好的礼物。
So enjoy having a young body.
所以你就享受你年轻的身体。
Enjoy your friends.
享受你的朋友。
Enjoy nature.
享受大自然。
Enjoy school.
享受你的在学校的课业。
But most of all, enjoy God.
但最重要的是你要享受神，以神为乐。
In other words, enjoy the giver of your gifts even more than you enjoy the gifts.
或者说你要享受赐给你礼物的那位神不仅仅是你要你的这个年轻的礼物。
I'd like to give the freshman a little piece of advice from Mark Twain.
我想用马克吐温的话呢来鼓励新生。
Don't let your schooling get in the way of your education.
不要让你的教育呢仅仅限于课堂上或在学校里面。
There are some students at Cornell who are obsessed with their schooling.
我们知道很多考尿的大学生呢，他们非只注重他们的学习。
Their lives consist merely of eating, sleeping, at least a little bit of sleeping, and studying.
他们生活就是由吃饭、睡觉还有学习组成的。
But there's more to your education than your academics.
但是你知道吗？你应受的教育呢，不仅仅在于你这些课业上面。
It's important to learn social skills and spiritual truths.
也非常重要的，你要学习跟人打交道的技能，以及来认识属灵的真理。
It's important to learn how to love God and love other people.
非常重要，你来爱神，而且去爱其他的人。
So make sure that you make good friends while you're in college.
所以在大学里，你应该交好的朋友。
Make sure that you grow in your relationship with God.
你应该在神里面成长。
And enjoy His love for you, and enjoy the love that friends have for you.
你也享受神对你的爱，也享受你朋友从朋友来的爱。
And besides, if you live a more balanced life, you will be able to focus more on your studies when you get back to them.
而且呢，如果你有一个非常平衡的生活的话呢，你在学习上呢也会非常的专注。
Now make sure that you don't go to the opposite extreme and neglect your studies.
当然我不希望你走另一个极端说 不重视你的学习。
But we'll talk about that a little bit later.
我们待会也会谈到。
The second thing that sticks out about this command is that to rejoice is a choice.
第二个引起我的注意的就是说你快乐呢是一种选择。
Solomon wrote, Let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth.
所罗门说在幼年的日子使你的心畅快。
I used to think that my joy was based upon what other people thought about me.
我以前呢曾经认为我的快乐呢是建立在别人是怎么看我的上面。
So when my popularity polls were up, I was pretty happy.
如果大家都很喜欢我的话，那我就很高兴。
But when people started to reject me or start to ignore me, I'd zoom down in depression.
如果朋友都不再理我的话，那我就变得会很郁闷。
I used to think that my joy was based upon circumstances.
我也曾经认为呢，快乐呢是建立在我所处的环境上面。
So when things were going my way, I'd be way up.
如果呢事情就像我想象的话呢，那我就会非常高兴。
But when things weren't going my way, I'd zoom into depression.
如果事情呢不像我想象的那样的话，那我又变得非常的消沉。
But then I began to understand that to rejoice is a choice.
然后呢我知道呢快乐是一种选择。
How can you rejoice when things are not going your way?
你当事情不像你想象的那样的话你怎么还可以快乐呢
How can you choose to rejoice when your grades in college are much worse than your grades in high school?
当你在大学里的成绩呢不如你在高中时候的成绩的时候那你怎么还可以快乐呢
How can you choose to rejoice when you get your first bout of homesickness?
当你第一次开始想家的时候你怎么还可以快乐呢
Or when you're trudging through a foot of snow in a gloomy, cloudy Ithaca day.
或者说你在这个伊萨卡这阴沉沉的天呢你不得不在一英尺深的雪地里面艰难的行走的时候你怎么还能选择快乐呢
I suggest two things.
我建议有两点。
First, remember that God loves you.
首先你要记住神爱你。
And he is working behind the scenes to make sure that everything works out for good to those who love him.
神让万事互相效益，让爱神的人得益处。
What Satan intends to bring you down, God wants to use to build you up.
当然，魔鬼让你消沉，但是神要把最好的给你。
Secondly, remember that heaven is waiting for you if you are a Christian.
第二点呢你要知道天堂在等着你如果你是基督徒的话
That your worst problem here on earth will seem like a hangnail compared to the infinite blessings that await us in heaven
如果跟天堂神被我们预备的无限的救恩和恩典来相比的话我们在这个地球上的任何的困难只是微小的不值得一提
Now, does that mean that when a loved one dies or you experience some other kind of tragedy that you should not be sad?
这是说我们如果我们所爱的人去世或者说有不幸的事情发生在我们身上我们就不应该伤心吗
course not.
当然不是。
The Apostle Paul says that Christians can be sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
使徒保罗说我们基督徒似乎忧愁却常常是快乐的。
In other words, Christians can be in touch with two very deep conflicting emotions.
我们作为基督徒我们在内心深处也会有 两种非常深的相互不同的 感情。
On one hand, we can grieve deeply when a tragedy takes place.
当不幸的事情发生的时候我们会非常的悲痛。
But underneath that grief is this deep, abiding joy and peace. Because we know that God is in control and God loves us and He's going to take care of us no matter what is happening in our lives right now.
在我们的悲痛下面我们知道我们有平安和喜乐因为我们知道呢神与我们同在神会带领我们走过这一切。
Second piece of advice Solomon gives to young people can be found in the second part of verse 9.
所罗门王给年轻人的第二个忠告呢在第九节。
Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see.
行你心所愿行的看你眼所愿看的。
The King Solomon tells us not only to pursue happiness, but also to pursue your passion.
所罗门王告诫我们说不仅要寻求快乐而且要寻求我们对事情的激情。
Pursue what your heart and eyes desire.
寻求你眼心所愿眼所愿看的。
What do you have a heart for?
你心里渴望什么?
Do you have a heart to play basketball?
你想打橄榄球吗?
Then pursue it with passion.
那就好好的去做吧。
Do you have a dream to go to medical school?
你有个梦想去到医学院读书吗?
Then try your hardest to get in.
那你就努力学习可以去争取进入医学院。
Is there a girl you'd like to date?
你想跟女孩约会吗?
Ask her out.
那你就邀请她吧。
Do you like leading worship?
你愿意带领崇拜吗?
Join the worship team and pursue excellence in your musical ability.
那你就用完美的音乐来倾心的歌颂神吧。
Have you been getting into a rut?
你有没有进入一种每天都做一样的事情?
Are you settling for mediocrity?
你是不是进入一种安于现状的情况?
Have you gotten old early because you become so cynical that you will never fulfill your dream that you had?
如果你觉得你的梦想实现不了然后你就变得非常的愤世嫉俗那你是不是就已经未老先衰了呢?
Solomon says, don't waste your youth.
所罗门王说不要浪费你的青春。
Pursue your passions.
要追寻你对事情的激情。
Chase after your heart's desires.
要追寻你心所渴望的。
Or as Teddy Roosevelt once said, far better to dream mighty dreams and dare glorious victories, even though checkered by defeat, than to enter that gray twilight of people that know neither victory nor defeat because they fear to fail.
Teddy Roosevelt 曾经说过你做一梦尝试辉煌的胜利虽然你被击败了也比那些因为害怕失败从来都不知道失败和成功是什么滋味的人。
The third piece of advice that Solomon gives to young people can be found in the third part of verse 9.
所罗门王给年轻人的第三个忠告呢可以在第九节的第三部分找到。
But know that for all these things that God will bring you to judgment.
却要知道为这一切的事神必审问你。
King Solomon is saying that not only should you pursue happiness and pursue your passion, but you should also live in the light of God's judgment.
所罗门王说你不仅要寻求快乐追寻你的激情而且你的生活要经得起神的审问。
You say, oh man, that's taking away all the fun.
你会说哎呀这会把所有的乐趣都给拿走了。
I have to remember that God is some sort of killjoy that's trying to keep me from doing what I want.
我想神他会把所有的乐趣会拿走，如果担心神啊来审问的话。
God is going to say you should be ashamed of yourself. You're having too much fun.
神可能会说你应该觉得很羞愧，因为你太过于享受了。
But this command is not intended to take the fun away from our lives.
但是这个命令呢，并不是说要把那些快乐的事情从我们的生活中拿去。
This command is intended to take away all the shallowness from our lives.
这个命令呢，是要把我们生活里那些浮浅的东西拿去。
Have you ever spent some time with your Christian friends and afterwards thought, you know, that was pretty fun, but it was really shallow?
你有没有这样的经历，就是说你跟你的基督徒朋友在一起，然后你后来你就觉得是很有趣，但是呢，好像觉得非常的肤浅。
We never talked about God.
我们竟然没有谈到神。
We never encouraged each other to grow in our Christian lives.
我们也没有彼此鼓励，让我们可以在神里面成长。
It was fun but not fulfilling.
非常的有趣，但是呢，并不觉得让我满足。
When we feel that way, we are wasting our youth.
如果你有这样的体会的话呢，那你就在浪费你的青春。
That's why the King Solomon writes in verse 10 that youth and vigor are meaningless.
所以所罗门王说，年幼和精力都是虚空，在第十节谈到。
They are meaningless when they're lived outside of the light of God's judgment.
他们是虚空的，因为他们经不起神的审问。
But when we live in the light of God's judgment,We will make sure that not only do we have a fun time, but we'll also make sure that we have a fulfilling time.
如果我们的生活可以经得起神的审判，那我们不仅要寻求有快乐的时光，而且我们要寻求我们可以有一个满足的时候。
So go ahead and buy a nice car, but remember that God will keep in mind.That how much money you spent on that instead of on missionaries and helping out the poor.
你当然可以去买一个很好的新车，但是呢，你要知道，神要审问你，因为你在这件事情上花了很多的金钱，但是你并没有来服侍神的事工。
Go ahead and hang out with your friends.
当然，你可以跟朋友去交往。
But remember.That God will judge whether you studied long enough and hard enough so that you'll be well prepared for your future career in which you can serve Him.
当然神要审问你要知道你有没有尽你自己的努力尽你的力量来学习来为你的前面的路做准备以至于你可以好好的服侍神。
Go ahead and date somebody that you're really attracted to.
你当然可以跟你所喜悦的人来约会。
But remember that someday you will be judged by God.
但是你知道有一天神会审问你。
So make sure that you date somebody that enjoys God as much as you enjoy Him.
所以你要记住，你要你所约会的人应该像你一样，可以以神为乐。
And make sure that you keep yourself pure for marriage so that you can fulfill the dream of honeymoon virginity with your future spouse.
所以你也要记住要保持你婚前的纯洁。
In other words, live in such a way that you won't regret it in the afterlife.
所以你要记住，你可以过你要的生活，但是呢，你要知道你不要为你所做的行动后悔。
Fourth piece of advice can be found in chapter in verse 10, where it says.So then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body.
第四个忠告在第十节这样说，所以你当从心中除掉愁烦，从肉体克去邪恶。
King Solomon says that not only should we pursue happiness and pursue our passions, and not only should we live in the light of God's judgment, but we should also remove those things that drag you down.
所罗门王说我们不仅要寻求快乐追寻我们的激情而且要我们的生活是可以经得起神的审判 同时呢，我们要把我们身体里面的愁烦和邪恶除去。
We should move both the mental and the physical things that drag us down.
我们应该把我们无论是心理上还是身体上的那些缠累我们的东西除去。
First, we should remove the mental things that drag us down by banishing anxiety from our hearts.
首先，我们要把我们心里的愁烦来除去。
In the original Hebrew, the word anxiety could mean either anger or sorrow.
在希伯来文原文，它这个愁烦呢，可以指生气和忧伤。
The gloomy Ithaca weather can make gloomy Ithacans.
伊萨卡阴沉沉的天呢，使我们会变得很忧闷。
The tough academics at Cornell can discourage even the brightest of students.
在 Cornell 这个非常学术竞争非常严厉的一个学校呢，也使最聪明的学生也会觉得非常灰心。
But King Solomon says, "Don't let that be an excuse."
但是所罗门王说，不要以这些作为借口。
Don't be a grumpy young man.
不要是一个充满抱怨的青年男人。
Don't be a cranky young lady.
也不要做一个非常容易抱怨的女孩子。
Don't be a gloomy young person.
不要做一个意志消沉的年轻人。
Don't allow people or circumstances to steal your joy.
不要让人或者环境呢把你的快乐偷走。
Instead, banish the things that would drag you down mentally.
相反，你应该把你心中所有的愁烦除去。
That means we should pray instead of worrying about it.
就是说我们应该以祷告代替忧虑。
Means that we should hang out with people that build us up rather than drag us down.
也是说我们应该和那些可以建立我们的朋友交往，而不是说可以与那些让我们灰心的人交往。
Now, not only should we banish mental things that bring us down, but we should also remove physical things that bring trouble to our bodies.
我们不仅应该把心里的愁烦除去，而且我们也要把我们肉体的困扰除去。
Do you overdrink or overeat?
你有没有酗酒或者暴饮暴食呢？
Cornell University has some of the best school cafeteria food in the nation.
Cornell 的学生餐厅呢，就是有在这个非常精美的美食。
And the cafeteria allows you to eat as much as you like.
你想吃多少就吃多少。
In fact, the term freshman 15 originally meant when the freshmen gain 15 pounds in that first year of school.
有一个说法就是说新生十五，就是说新生入校以后呢，都要长至少要长十五磅。
Solomon's advice is, watch out, don't overeat, and make sure you get enough exercise.
所以所罗门王的警告就是说，你不要要注意，你不要吃的太多，你要经常锻炼。
But an even greater concern is overdrinking.
但是最严重的问题呢，就是酗酒。
Freshmen see their classmates overdrink at parties.
这些一年级新生呢，看到他们的同学呢，在party 上呢过度饮酒。
Now they know that their parents wouldn't really approve, but it looks like so much fun.
他们知道他们的父母肯定反对，但是呢，他们觉得这很有趣。
And they don't want to be left out.
他们也不想让觉得和别人不一样。
So they drink more than they should.
所以他们就酗酒。
And the alcohol lowers inhibitions.
我们知道酒精呢可以降低我们的控制力。
They often compromise their moral standards.
它也使我们的道德水准呢被妥协。
Some students even become alcoholics.
甚至有些学生呢就成为酒徒。
Comes to the point that they can't really have fun unless they're drinking alcohol.
以至到一个地步呢，他们不喝酒呢就觉得没有意思。
And many of us know personally that overdrinking can be deadly.
我们也真的是知道，如果过度饮酒的话，是有时会致命。
So my suggestion is, don't drink until you're of legal age.
所以我建议你，如果你还不能喝酒的话，你就不要喝酒。
And never get drunk, no matter how old you are.
无论你多大了，你都不能喝醉。
Or as Solomon would say, don't waste your youth. Instead, remove overdrinking and overeating that brings trouble to your bodies.
所以所罗门王就说，不要浪费你的青春，不要暴饮暴食来伤害你的身体。
Fourth piece of advice that Solomon gives to young people can be found in chapter 12, verse 1.
第四个忠告呢，我们可以在十二章一节找到。
Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them.
你趁着年轻衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日，未尝临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
The word remember does in the original original Hebrew.Does not merely mean that we shouldn't forget that God exists.
在希伯来原文这个纪念呢，并不仅仅是说我们要忘记神的，不仅仅说我们不要忘记神的存在。
Something much stronger than that.
它意思呢比这还要强烈。
Instead, it means to act decisively on behalf of what you remember.
它的意思就是说，根据我们能记住的，我们要尽力的去做。
In other words, King Solomon is saying that not only should we pursue happiness, pursue our passion, live in the light of God's judgment, remove the things that drag us down, but we should also dedicate our lives to the Lord while we are still young.
所罗门在这里说，当我们还年轻的时候，我们不仅要追求快乐，追求我们的激情，可以生活在神的审判之下。而且把那些不好的东西从我们身体里除去，更重要的是我们要把我们自己献给神。
Some students forget about God instead of remembering him when they go to college.
有些学生一进了大学以后呢，他们就忘掉神了。
In fact, studies show that about 70% of students who grew up in American churches drop out of church when they go to college.
有研究表明呢，就是那些在教会美国教会里长大的孩子们，大概有70%的人，他们进了大学以后，他们就不去教会了。
Attendance in our worship service tends to be highest in late August, early September, and then slowly drags down as the academics get harder.
我们教会也是在每次八月底九月初的时候，我们来的人是最多的，然后慢慢就下降了。
And it's not just in our church, it happens in churches all over Ithaca.
当然不仅仅是我们的教会，也在伊萨克的教会都是这样。
Why the slippage?
为什么会下降呢？
It's because people forget their creator in the days of their youth.
因为呢年轻人他们忘记了他们的造物主。
It's not like they forget that he exists, but it's like they say, God, forget about you.
并不是说他们忘掉神，而是说他们认为神把他们忘了。
I've got more important things that I need to focus on.
我有更重要的事情我要去做。
Have you dedicated your life to God yet?
你有没有把自己献给神呢？
Are you willing to make a commitment that you will attend worship service every Sunday, even if you're in the midst of your prelims?
你有没有下定决心？甚至在你最忙学业最忙的时候，你也要坚持每个星期都来教会来敬拜神呢。
Have you told God that you're willing to do anything that he wants you to do and go anywhere that he wants you to go?
你有没有向神说你愿意做神让你做的事情，也愿意说神让愿意说神让你说的话？
You say, Pastor Paul, I'm too young to do that.
你会说泡沫是我太年轻了，还不至于这样做。
I'm only in middle school.
我只是在中学的学生。
But when I'm in high school, that's when I'll dedicate my life to God.
如果到了高中的话，我就把我自己献给神。
But you get to high school and you think, man, I don't want my friends to think I'm weird because I'm too religious.
当你到了高中以后呢，你就会想，我不想让我的朋友认为我非常的奇怪，非常的好像宗教色彩太严重了。
I'll wait till I'm in college to dedicate myself to the Lord.
我要等到我上了大学以后，我再 把我自己献给神。
But then you get into college and you think, man, this is my opportunity to really explore things.
啊，所以你到大学以后，你看你就说，哎呀，这是我刚好是寻求各样机会的时候。
I'll wait until I'm out of college to dedicate my life to the Lord.
我要等到我毕业了以后，我再来啊，把我自己献给神。
Then you finally get out of college and you have the opportunity to buy all the nice things that you wanted to buy and do all the things you wanted to do.
当你毕业了以后呢，你可以买很多非常好的东西，你想买的和想用的。
And you think to yourself, man, if I dedicate myself to the Lord, I'm not going to be able to do all that.
啊，你会想，如果我把我自己献给神的话，那这些事情我都不能做了。
So I'll wait a few years and then I'll dedicate myself to the Lord.
所以我也想再等几年，我再啊把我自己献给神吧。
But then a few years later, you meet your sweetheart.
啊，或者几年以后呢，你啊梦见你遇见了你的梦中情人。
And you think to yourself, I realize that the Lord may not really approve of everything in our relationship, but I really love this person and enjoy the intimacy that we have. After we're married, then I'll dedicate myself to the Lord.
所以你就会想啊，可能神并不喜悦我们啊中啊所有的啊在交往中的所有的事情。那我还是因为我很爱他，我愿意啊这样子就跟他交往。等我们结婚了以后再说吧。
Then you get married and you think, you know, the two of us need to spend more time with each other.
当你结婚了以后，你就想我们两个人应该有更多的时间在一起。
I don't have time to dedicate my life now, but in a few years from now, I'll do it.
现在呢，我们还没有时间把我们交给神，所以我们要等再等等再说。
But after you've married for a while, then you start to have children.
当你结婚了一段时间以后，你就有孩子了。
You think we need to spend time with together as a family.
啊，所以你就想我们应该家庭应该好好享受。
But after the kids are out of the house, then I'll dedicate myself to the Lord.
啊，等我的孩子都离家了以后呢，我再把我自己献给神。
But after the kids are out of the house, then you start thinking, I've been working so hard, taking care of my kids for so long, I deserve a break for a while. But give me a few years, and then I'll dedicate myself to the Lord.
当你的孩子都已经长大了，然后你就想，哎呀，我花了这么多的时间和精力来教养我的孩子，我现在终于可以好好休息一下，那我先休息几年再说。
And then one day, you look into the mirror and you see that Ecclesiastes 12 has crept into your body.
所以有一天当你对着镜子观看的时候，你就发现在就像传道书十二章所描述的这样。
Your bones are decaying.
你的骨骼又变得衰败了。
You're missing some teeth.
你掉了几颗牙了。
You can't see so well.
你眼睛也看不清楚了。
You can't hear that great.
你也听不清楚了。
You wake up early in the morning.
你早上早早就醒了。
You get scared really easy.
你非常容易的就害怕。
And your hair is growing white.
你头发也变白了。
And you've lost the passion for life.
你已经在生活里面已经没有激情。
And then you say to yourself, I'm too old to do any good.
你就会说，哎呀，我太老了，什么也不是。
Richard DeHaan tells of an attractive lady who was sent a box of wilted roses from a lady named Mrs. Mack.
Richard DeHaan 他讲到呢，曾经有一个年轻貌美的女子呢，她收到从 Mrs. Mack 送来的一箱凋谢的玫瑰。
Well, the young lady was surprised that the flowers were wilted, but she thought that perhaps the delivery had been delayed because of some sort of oversight.
这个年轻的女子虽然看到这些花都凋谢了，但她想可能是送花的人忘了及时把花送来。
Later, she saw Mrs. Mack and she thanked her for the flowers.
后来他见到 Mrs. Mack, Mack 太太以后呢，他就感谢他给他送的玫瑰花。
Mrs. Mack smiled and she said, I'm glad you like them.
Mack 太太就笑着说呢，很高兴你喜欢他们。
I cut them last Monday and enjoyed them all week.
我星期一把他们啊摘下来，我已经享受欣赏了他们一个星期了。
But this morning, when I noticed that they were getting old and they were beginning to wilt and fade, I thought of you and had them delivered to your door.
今天早晨呢，我看花都凋谢了，然后我就想到你，然后就把这些花，就是把这些凋谢的花送给你。
The young lady looked rather hurt and puzzled, and so then Mrs. Max said, "The other evening, I heard you telling someone that you were going to become a Christian later, and that not while you're still young."
这个年轻女子呢，她看起来非常疑惑，而且有些受伤。后来麦克太太就说，有一天晚上呢，我听见你对别的人说，你要要等一等，趁着你前年轻的时候，你还没有决定要接受神。
You said you wanted to have a good time first.
你说你要先享受一下生活。
How selfish.
你太自私了。
You wish to give the Lord your life after the beauty, the charm, and the vigor have faded, and you have become old and wrinkled.
你决定呢，当你的所有的青春貌美，还有还有你的精力都已经逝去的时候，你已经变得很衰败的时候，你才要把自己献给神。
I thought that these roses remind you what you are doing to the Lord by waiting.
我想这些花凋谢的花呢，也就正式的代表你对神要做的事情。
This girl learned the lesson of the wilted flowers, and she put her faith in Jesus as her Savior. And she dedicated her life to the Lord.
这个年轻的女子呢，从这个凋谢的玫瑰上学到功课，然后她就接受神，把自己奉献给神。
How about you?
那你又是一个什么情况？
Are you waiting until you are older to dedicate your life to the Lord?
你还在等待等着你到年老的时候，你才把自己献给神吗？
Solomon says, "Don't waste your life."
所罗门王说，不要浪费你的青春。
Don't waste your youth.
不要浪费你的青春。
Dedicate your life now.
把你自己现在就献给神吧。
Before you're too old to do any good.
当你不是到你变得很老，什么都做不了的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for the wonderful gift of youth.
天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们这样美好年轻的礼物。
I thank you that we still have, most of us still have many years ahead of us.
我们感谢你，因为我们很多人在这里，我们还有很多的年日在这个地球上。
Help us to remember that the days go fast.
请你帮助我们，让我们知道时间是这么快的流失。
And before we know it, we'll be old.
甚至我们还不没有意识到我们就已经老了。
I pray particularly for the college students that they would not play around with sin.
我也为那些年轻的大学生来祷告，让他们不要在学校里面寻求不好的事情来得罪神。
That they would remember their Creator in the days of their youth.
他们可以在他们年幼的时候能够纪念造他们的主。
That they would make a commitment today that they will live all of their college life for your glory.
他们在今天就可以做一个决定，让他们在从大学就开始把他们自己的生命献给神。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。